This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. There's, if I just say these two words to you, do you automatically have something in your head? Perfect Day.
Yes.
Yes. It's a song that's used in Legally Blonde. Oh, God. Okay. The opening scene when they're all signing. By like, I think the band is called like Hoku, H-O-K-U something. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Perfect.
Tia,
yep.
When right. I say perfect day, you answered yes quickly. Do you have something in your head?
Yeah, it's watching Legally Blonde.
All right, texters at 303-222-5423. Like,
no, I do. Yeah, I do. I
is think your perfect day here? I don't mean here in the studio.
Oh, okay.
I meant here in Colorado.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely. It is?
Yeah. Because the weather here is so nice.
You don't really. You've never really traveled.
No, like outside the country?
Or just traveled for, you don't travel for pleasure. You travel for necessity. It's like, gotta take the babies to meet the grandma, gotta go see her parents, gotta go see my parents.
Yep.
I think we have to put some boundaries on this. The perfect day of just your normal life. No traveling, no just...
Is that really, okay, is that what this story is about?
I think so.
Because yeah,
in
just
an
say,
ideal world, I wouldn't have to work. Someone would be paying me to travel.
Okay. But I still think your perfect day could be on the weekend. I'm just saying, like, my perfect day immediately, even though I can't swim, is crystal blue water. Doesn't matter if it can be
that's
in Mexico.
That's your ideal day, not your perfect day.
That'd be a perfect. Well, ideal. Your perfect day
They're
would
different.
Have to be ideal.
No.
What's the difference between perfect and ideal? Perfect's higher than ideal.
It just feels...
Ideal is the day we're talking about here. These people, the things they want is just like, well, that'd be ideal. But like, perfect is like...
Well, that would be ideal to be on a beach with crystal blue water. Like, that's what I mean. That's more...
That's perfect.
Imaginative. Yeah. Like it's not.
Yeah, because it's attainable. And then Benson Boone pulls me on stage and he makes out with me. And it's like, well, okay.
That is my perfect day. I mean, ideal
Why
day.
Would
perfect
I want to make out with?
Okay.
I got to go.
You guys ruin what you're saying. That's like, okay, that's not going
to
happen. That's
we don't
what
need
we're
to be down
about.
In the weeds on what this is. But the way I read this, now, when I say perfect, I think perfect. Like, this is my last day on earth is going to be your perfect day.
Mm.
This story is about things that lead to more perfect days. And I think the better word would be ideal. I think you've nailed, I think it's more like what the ideal day is. Mm-hmm. And they say, like, you got 24 hours. Here's what you want to do. They say 7 hours or more of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up about 7:48.
Okay.
Like the first thing on your mind is how much sleep you got. So
I think seven,
that's not perfect. Because on a perfect day, I don't even need that much sleep because the day is going to be so damn great.
Yeah, you don't want it to end. Exactly.
I want to get up at
But I also want to be
sunrise.
Like rested.
I get that.
I do think 7:48 is a little late.
Yeah. I mean, but, again, perfect day, you're up sunrise. Like,
because I'm going to go on a hike somewhere. That's part of my perfect day.
It is?
Yeah. See, I morning hikes are my favorite.
You really go on morning hikes?
Yeah.
Right now you do?
Depends on the weather, but yeah.
Huh. I'm sleeping in way later than 7:48.
7:48 feels
until
late
like
to me.
9 at least.
9?
Yeah. If I get to do whatever I want today, like I'm going to sleep in a little bit. What am I getting up for?
Your kids?
Who?
They're not part of his perfect day.
Didn't realize the genie
perfect
worked that
day.
Oh my God, we've killed TX kids.
No.
Like 3 minutes into discussing an ideal day, we lower the bar all the way down to like pretty good day. It's like, children, do I? Then they want to spend 2 hours of that day eating.
Yeah, see, that's higher for me.
Eating?
That's higher, yeah. We're just getting right to it. 9 a.m., like, we're just going to start.
But, like, eating. Like, the physical act of eating. 2 hours of eating is, like, that's an insane amount of time eating. Like, if I eat five meals in a day, it'd still only be 30 minutes. I could eat 6 minutes at a crack. Five times. Like, what?
Don't you want to enjoy it a little more if it's your ideal day? You're just wolfing it down?
Whatever the food is, like, the amount of time you actually spend eating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get off on a huge tangent, but it's like, everybody's always like, you got to find somebody who's amazing at relations, who does everything for you relations-wise. Relations is the number one reason you're going to get with somebody. And it's like, break down your life, man. How many times are you boinking in a week? And then how many times are you just stuck sitting staring at each other on a plane?
Yeah, that's much more.
You need somebody who you can talk to, who you don't want to hit with an axe, more than you need somebody you're good at boinking with.
Yeah.
Ideally, you should have both.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're choosing one or the other, think of how much time. So to me,
bad can boinking be anyway?
Correct.
We act like it.
You got the parts I need? Yeah. Then let's get after it.
It's always pretty good.
Right.
For
perfect
us.
I'm involved, it's awesome. I'm just saying 2 hours of eating seems like so much time.
It does.
To just be ingesting food.
Yeah, when you say it that way, you're right. But I would have like I would have meals planned. I'd probably do like a breakfast, brunch kind of thing, and then I'd do a late night dinner.
Okay, couple more things. 3 hours of quality time. This is going to get confusing for you, TX. Quality time with their family, who hasn't perished for no reason.
I would spend, yes, much more than 3 hours with them.
Time with your family than
why
you're
shoving. Kids sleep in? It's a perfect day.
No,
we can all sleep in
a little
bit.
But I'm saying you're like 2 hours of horking food and only one extra hour.
That's true. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, bring me the food and I'll see you then.
And then 1.5 hours of being on their phone.
Yeah, I think that's good.
That is pretty good, but
I would honestly take more phone time.
Don't we all do this pretty much every day?
Thank you!
We kind of see our family, we eat way too much, we're on our phone way too much, we don't get 8 hours of sleep. That's like every day.
The only other thing is they say like 1.5 hours doing a hobby or hanging out with friends, and then 1.3 hours listening to tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean,
and 48 minutes of the exercise.
Yeah.
I don't understand, like, first of all, how bad, to your point, is our society that this is a perfect day? Literally
right.
Doing, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Surviving.
Yeah, it's just what you do. There's nothing special about this day.
You looked at your phone. You said, look, I procreated.
Yeah. Yeah, boinking isn't even on here. I would put that in a couple times, probably.
So, the point
would you not? I don't...
Again, is it ideal day or is it perfect day?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.